الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فحياكم الله جميعا. We continue with our qira'ah, our reading of Ighathatul Ahfan fi Masa'id al-Shaytan, supporting the distressed against the plots and deception of a shaytan. Before we continue with today's lesson, I'd like to inform my beloved brothers and sisters that we will be going through the kalam and the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, and without the ta'liqat of Sheikh Al-Allama Saleh Fawzan hafizahullah ta'ala, as he has not reached this point in the book, but nevertheless there are many benefits that we can take from the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, and likewise some statements of the ulama from the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and those after them from the Tabi'een or Atba Tabi'een pertaining to this particular or these particular subjects mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, because he took it from them. So today bi'idhnillah we're going to focus on a section of Ighathatul Ahfan which I've titled, which it comprises of the beneficial love and the harmful love. The love that is beneficial and the love that is harmful. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he discusses this and elaborates regarding this affair. So point number one is that the beneficial love, here التي تجلب لصاحبها ما ينفعه من السعادة والنعيم. The beneficial love is that love which will gain the one that has that love, he will gain him that which is beneficial for him or her, in that they will receive bliss and blessings in this dunya and the hereafter. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَالْمُحَبَّةُ لَلْدَرَّةِ, and the harmful love, he says rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, هي التي تجلب لصاحبها ما يضره من الشقاء والألم والعناء. And the love that is harmful is that love in which the one that has that love, it harms them and gives them sorrow and pain and suffering. It gives them sorrow, pain and suffering. In this dunya, perhaps, but definitely in the hereafter. That's point number one. He defined the love that is beneficial and the love that is harmful. So the love that is beneficial benefits the individual in this life and the hereafter, and is good for them and gives them the results of success and bliss and happiness. But that love that is harmful is the love that harms the individual and gives them sorrow and distress, pain and suffering in this life and the next. Point number two, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he goes on and he says, إِذَا تَبَيَّنَ هَذَا, if this is clear, yani these two categories of love is clear to the reader, فَالْحَيِّ الْعَالِمْ النَّاصِحْ لِنَفْسِهِ, so the one that is alive, yani his heart is alive, and he has this knowledge, and wants to do good for himself and advise himself, لَا يُؤْثِرُ مُحَبَّتِي أَوْ لَا يُؤْثِرُ مُحَبَّتَ مَا يَدُرُّهُ وَيَشْقَى بِهِ وَيَتَأَلَّمَ بِهِ وَلَا يَقَى ذَلِكَ إِلَّا مِنْ فَسَادِ تَصَوُّرِهِ وَمَعْرِفَتِهِ أَوْ مِنْ فَسَادِ قَصْدِهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ. He said, Rahimullah, the individual who advises themselves and counsels himself and herself, they do not prefer that love that harms them. that love that will give them harm, and that love that will give them sorrow and distress and suffering. Now the individual that prefers that love, that harmful love, it does not occur except due to fasad tasawwurihi, due to his corrupted conceptualization or his corrupted recognition and knowledge, or his corrupted intent. His corrupted intent, intentions. So these are the two affairs that he says, rahimullah, will cause the individual to prefer and love that which harms them. That which harms them from bid'ah, that which harms them from shirk, that which harms them from ma'asi, shirk, bid'ah, wal ma'asi, and sins, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fundamentally. The individual that loves that and has that love for the asnam, has that love for the qubur, has that love for the graves, this love is harmful. And the individual either has this fasad tasawwur, this wrong outlook, or they have fasad in their qasd, they have this corrupted intention. That's the second point that Ibn Qayyim mentions, rahimullah ta'ala. And then he moves on to point number three. And then he categorizes the reason why individuals will love that which harms them into two main reasons, taken from point number two. And that is number one, al-jahl, ignorance. And number two, al-dhulm, oppression and transgressing the boundaries. Number one is ignorance, and number two is transgressing the boundaries. And the origin, he says, وَالْإِنسَانُ خُلِقَ فِي الْأَصْلِ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. And in the origin, the individuals were created being oppressive and ignorant. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 72, that man verily, they were dhaluman. They were oppressive and ignorant. They were oppressive and ignorant. These two characteristics that causes the individual to love that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. That causes the individual to love the ma'asi and the sin and falling into haram. And that is oppression, the oppressive characteristic, transgressing the boundaries, and ignorance. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he said regarding this verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, that verily he, meaning man, is indeed oppressive and ignorant. He said, ظَلُومًا لِنَفْسِهِ, he oppresses himself. جَهُولًا بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ, ظَلُومًا لِنَفْسِهِ وَجَهُولًا بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They're oppressive to themselves, harming themselves, and ignorant regarding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not really grasping the knowledge of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is intended here. And this is what Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala is alluding to. So then we move on to, and so after that he said rahimahullah ta'ala, وَلَا يَنْفَكُّ عَنِ الْجَهْلِ وَظُلْمِ إِلَّا بِأَنْ يُعَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَنْفَعُهُ وَيُلْهِمُهُ رُشْدُهُ يُلْهِمُهُ رُشْدَهُ. He said rahimahullah that this ignorance cannot be removed. This characteristic of ignorance that is that men were created with, this ignorance and this oppressive nature cannot be alleviated, removed, إِلَّا بِأَنْ يُعَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ, except that Allah gives them knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches and gives that person knowledge and guides them to the correct path and the correct way. And that leads us to point number four. And that is متى أراد به الخير علمه ما ينفعه. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants good for an individual, He will teach that individual that which will benefit them. Give them knowledge of that which will benefit them. Remove that affair of jahl. So therefore the individual loves that which benefits him from a tawheed, loves that which benefits him and her from a sunnah, from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawatul Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an, reading the books of the sunnah, the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking ilm. The individual has this love because yanfa'u. So Allah gives them the knowledge of the affairs that benefit them. فَخَارَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الْجَهْلِ, removes him from the realms of ignorance. وَنَفَعَهُ بِمَا عَلَّمَهُ, and he causes him, this causes the individual to have benefit from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught them. فَخَرَجَ بِهِ مِنْ ذُلْمِ. So the step is like this. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that shay'an azim, ya ikhwa wa akhawat. Amazing statement. He said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the individual from the realms of ignorance and gives them knowledge. And they benefit from their knowledge, so therefore they're removed from the realms of oppression and transgressing the boundaries. They have the knowledge of the commandments of Allah and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not transgress that or disobey that. And this goes in accordance to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. And that is that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for, He gives them fiqh. Whoever Allah, whomsoever Allah wants good for, He gives them fiqh, gives them understanding of the religion. And the meaning of al-fiqh, the meaning of understanding here, as is mentioned by al-alama Abdul Rahman al-Si'di rahimullahu ta'ala, is that the person has ilm, and the person ya'mal bi'ilmihi. The individual has knowledge, and the individual acts in accordance to that knowledge. And this indeed is khayrun that Allah has given to that person. So the person has knowledge of the affairs that are going to benefit him and her from the ta'a and obedience. So they love obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have knowledge of the evil affairs that will harm them. So they have hatred in sins. They hate disobeying Allah. They abhor shirk and its people. They abhor bid'ah, innovations. They have this fiqh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he continues in this point number four still. He says, وَمَتَ لَمْ يُرِدْ بِهِ خَيْرًا أَبْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ أَصْلِ الْخِلْقَةِ. When Allah doesn't want good for an individual, He makes him remain in that state of being ignorant and oppressive. He makes him remain in that state of being ignorant. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us ilm. We ask Allah to give us ilm, knowledge, and beneficial knowledge that will take us away from the realms of ignorance and the realms of being oppressive and transgressing the boundaries. So therefore we love that which benefits us and we hate that which harms us. Wala'ax. Point number five, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he mentions and he says, فَالنَّفْسُ تَهْوَى مَا يَضُرُّهَا وَلَا يَنْفَعُهَا. The desires lead the individual to lean towards and fall and collapse and submit to that which harms them and not that which benefits them. لِجَهْلِهَا بِمُضَرَّتِهِ لَهَ تَارَةً. Then he mentions the reason why this occurs, why the person's desires leans and pushes them to love that which harms them and hate that which benefits them. He said, number one, the reason is لِجَهْلِهَا بِمُضَرَّتِهِ لَهَ تَارَةً. Occasionally this can occur due to individuals having the lack of knowledge and ignorance as it relates to that which is harming them. They don't know that it's harmful. So the person that doesn't study the ahkam, doesn't study the books, doesn't study the Quran and the Sunnah, doesn't study the explanations of the verses and the explanations of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the proofs extrapolated from the nusus and the text, they don't understand the harms of khamr. They don't understand the harms of alcohol. They don't understand the harms of disobedience. So they have the ignorance for that. So then they yearn for disobedience. They yearn for fornicating. They yearn to steal. They yearn to lie. They don't know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبْ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. They don't understand this hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, be aware and stay away from lying, because verily lying leads to corruption and evil, and this leads to the hellfire. They don't have this knowledge reflecting on the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sometimes it can be due to their ignorance of the actual affair, it being harmful. They don't understand the harms of that affair. And secondly, he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, وَلِفَسَادِ قَصْدِهَا تَارَةً. And sometimes the ill intent overwhelms the person. The person wants to be praised. The person yearns for the dunya. The person yearns for the dunya over the akhirah. His intentions all is to get the reward in this life and not the hereafter. وَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْمٌ أَبْقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but rather you choosing the affairs of this life, this world, that will be found, this world that will indeed cease and will be destroyed. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ أَبْقَى. And the hereafter is much better and remains. So the person has this intent of achieving the pleasures of this world. They are driven to receive their Jannah in the dunya. So therefore their desires leans towards the pleasures that may rest in some of the muharramat that they feel that is pleasure, but it's in fact the deception of shaitan. And then he says, rahimullah ta'ala, Ibn Qayyim, the third is majmu'ihima taratan. Or sometimes it could be both, meaning their ignorance and their bad intentions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed dispraised the caller to ignorance and the caller to oppression. Whether it's your nafs, yourself, your desires calling, or it's a su' al-khalil or su' as-suhbah or bad companionship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praises and rebukes those who are oppressive and those who are ignorant. Qala subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if they do not answer to your call, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 50, He's saying to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they do not answer to your call, then know that verily they follow their desires. They follow their desires. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اِتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ. And who is more astray than the one who follows their desires with other than the guidance from Allah, meaning upon ignorance and oppression. They're following their desires with no guidance from Allah. No ilm, no huda, no guidance, no nur, no light. Upon ignorance and oppressiveness and oppression. اتَّبِعْ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدَى مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So that Allah mentions here, He follows His desires without any guidance, without any knowledge. Allah is rebuking the characteristics of ignorance here. And then He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, that verily Allah does not guide the oppressive one, the one that transgresses the boundaries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah An-Najm, إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنفُسُ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَى, that verily they follow their false knowledge, conjecture, they follow the conjecture and that which their desires calls them to, whilst the guidance has been given to them from their Lord. And that's in Surah An-Najm, verse number 23. So Allah's depraised and barakallahu fikum rebuked the characteristic of oppression and ignorance, because no doubt it leads the individual to lean towards loving that which is harmful, that harmful love, and disliking that love which is beneficial for them, and those affairs that are beneficial for them. And point number six, he said, after this, in comparison, he says, or in contrast rather, he says, فَأَصْلُ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ, the origin of all good is الْعِلْمُ وَالْعَدَلِ, the origin of all good is knowledge and being balanced and fair and not transgressing the boundaries. Being just. Meaning being just in obeying that which Allah has commanded. Being just in staying away from that which is prohibited. Not transgressing the boundaries. This is the origin of all good. And then he says, وَأَصْلُ كُلِّ شَرٍ, and the origin of all evil is al-jahl, is ignorance and oppression. So let's say this again in one sentence. The origin of all good is knowledge and just and being fair and being balanced. And the origin of all evil is ignorance and oppression. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions some examples. He mentions the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and eat and drink and do not waste. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who waste. Yani, that's what being oppressive, that's transgressing the boundaries by wasting that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed blessed us with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the favors that He's given the man by the wife, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the woman with her husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the halal clear. But then those, Allah mentions those who transgress them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنِ بَتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَدُونَ, and whoever seeks other than that by falling into fornication, that they are indeed the oppressive ones. So this is an example where the individual, they love zina, they love the fornication, and that love is harmful because it leads to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they have that minor love for marriage, halal, and that marriage which is based upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that marriage that is full of love, that marriage that is full of ta'awun, commanding the good and forbidding the evil, that marriage in which there is companionship, that marriage in which the children are educated and the children are cultivated and the love is growing, this indeed is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it preserves the individuals, the husband and wife, from falling into fornication. And this indeed is one love that is beneficial. So he mentions, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ, and do not transgress, in verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the transgressors. And then after that, barakallahu fikum, Ibn Qayyim, he reiterates what he mentioned previously, and then he brought the example of the hellfire and Jannah. Remember, the topic here, barakallahu fikum, is that the individuals that have that love that is harmful, and individuals that have that love that is beneficial. The love that is harmful that leads to that which is harmful for the person. The love that is beneficial, that leads to that which is beneficial for the person. And here Ibn Qayyim, he mentions, he said, فَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ بِالنَّارِ. So then the one who is a believer in the hellfire, in his existence and his characteristics, this person that has this حَقِيقَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, that has that real iman in the hellfire, حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ يَرَاهَا, it's as if they can see the hellfire. And this is mentioned by some of the Salaf. They have that yaqeen, that certainty of the hellfire, as if they can see it. لَا يَسْلُكْ تَرِيقَهَا. The person who has this knowledge and this true certainty, and is removed of the ignorance of the characteristics of the hellfire, the person who has this knowledge of the torment in the hellfire, لَا يَسْلُكْ تَرِيقَهَا. They wouldn't follow the path of those who are from the inhabitants of the hellfire. Al-muwassila ilayha. No. They wouldn't do this because they have the knowledge. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu regarding hellfire, هَذَا حَجْرُ رَمَ بِهِ فِي النَّارِ مُنْذُ سَبِعِينَ خَرِيفًا. That when the companions that they heard a big thump, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that sound, this is a sound of a stone or a hajar that has been thrown into the hellfire, and it's full, it's reached the bottom. Mundu sabi'in said, after 70 years it's reached the bottom. So for 70 years the stone was dropping in the hellfire to show the qa'r of the hellfire, the how deep the hellfire is. It's been going down, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yahwi fi an-nar al-an hina intaha ila qa'riha. It's been going down in a hellfire. The stone was going down, down, down for 70 years, and just now it's reached its bottom, the pits of it. And this hadith in Sahih Muslim. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the har, the intensity of the heat in the hellfire. So the person who studies the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have these characteristics of the hellfire, this harmful, this torment, the heat. As he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, نَارُكُمْ جُزْءٌ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِنْ نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, your ordinary fire is one of 70 parts of the hellfire. And one of the companions, what did they say when they heard this from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They said, "In kanat lakafiya," the fire that we have in this world is hot enough, because it burns and it destroys. It's hot enough. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Fuddilat alayhinna bi tis'atin wa sittina juz'an, kulluhunna mithla harriha." And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, The hellfire has 69 parts, more than the ordinary fire in this world. Each part is as hot as this fire in this life. Could you imagine, ya ibadallah? The person who has ilm and knowledge of this, all of those sins, all those acts of disobedience that lead to the hellfire, the person has knowledge and has yaqeen and certainty in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the verses in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he says, انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب لا ذليل ولا يغني من اللهب. Where he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, proceed, go to the shadow of smoke which has three columns. It doesn't shade, or is it of any use when it comes to the fierce flaming of the fire? And the person has knowledge when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذِلِّمْ مَنْ يَحْمُومْ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُتْرَفِينَ. Where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, he said, and a shade of black smoke is neither cool or beneficial. It's not cool or beneficial. Yani to subdue the fire and the heat in the hellfire. Verily they were before that indulging in the affairs of the dunya, loving the dunya. And that love harmed them. So the person who has the understanding of the characteristics of the hellfire mentioned in various narration, in various verses in the Quran, then they have this haqiqat al-iman, they have this assurity, certainty of the fire. So they hate everything that leads to it. They hate shirk. They hate bid'ah. They hate the various sins, the kabair and the sagair. They hate it because it leads to that which is harmful in the hereafter. And no doubt in this dunya as well. In this dunya that the heart is dead. That the vessel, the heart grows dead with the sins. In this dunya that the individual is just a graveyard or a grave carrying a dead piece of flesh. The person's body is like a grave carrying the dead, meaning the heart that is dead. That's from the ill effects of the sins, as mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. And in the hereafter is that torment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah give us the good of this life in His obedience. And the good of the hereafter. Jannah, Firdaus. And seeing Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us from the torments and the punishment of the hellfire. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. And the one that has this iman in Jannah, and has this iman, and we talk about when it's regarding iman, meaning that they have knowledge of Jannah. Their iman is based upon ilm, the correct aqidah and belief as it relates to Jannah. Haqiqat al-iman, true faith. لا تطاوع نفسه أن يقعد عن طلبها وهذا أمر يجده الإنسان في نفسه فيما يسعى فيه في الدنيا من المنافع أو تخلص من المضار. So the person who knows the characteristics of Jannah, he races, he's never bored, he doesn't have remiss, he doesn't become tired, he doesn't become fed up in embarking on the path to Jannah, the path as it relates to obedience and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, wahdahu. He doesn't get tired of this because he has knowledge of Jannah. He has knowledge of Jannah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَاءٍ غَيْرَ آسٍ. Where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, the description of paradise which the pious have been promised, in it are rivers of water that is pure and is never soiled or polluted. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيِّرْ طَعْمَهُ. And in Jannah there is rivers of milk that the taste will never change. It will never go stale. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And rivers where there will be wine delicious to those who drink. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And rivers of purified honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتٍ. And they will have every type of fruit therein. And they have what else? وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And they will have as well the forgiveness from their Lord. كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. Is that compared to the one who dwells in the hellfire and is given boiling water to drink and it cuts up their bowels? So which one do you love, ya ibadallah? And no doubt, we love the characteristics of Jannah and the reward in Jannah. So we have to love the path of the people of Jannah in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having this istijaba and acceptance to the revelation and to the risala, the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest blessing and bliss and reward for the people of Jannah is seeing their Lord. وُجُوهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَادِرَةٍ إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَادِرَةٍ. Faces that day will be illuminated, looking at their Lord. Illuminated, looking at their Lord. Bright faces. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةٍ. For those who do good, those who do ihsan, those who worship Allah alone and follow the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for them is ماذا al-husna, which is Jannah, wa ziyada, and an extra increase, which is indeed seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَرْهَقُ وُجُوءَهُمْ قَتَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّةٌ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Darkness, no dust, no humiliation, no disgrace shall cover their faces. Those who Allah has blessed to see Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, they are the dwellers of paradise and they will be there forever. Barakallahu feekum. So the person who has the knowledge of the characteristics of the hellfire will hate everything that leads to it. The person who has knowledge of the and yaqeen and iman of both Nar and the both of Jannah, regarding Jannah, they would indeed follow the path to Jannah and love to embark upon that path of ta'a, the path of obedience. So in conclusion, Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, he mentions and he says, إِذَا تَبَيَّنَ هَذَا, because that's how we start in majority of his chapters. He said, and if this is clear, this is beginning the next chapter, but I've used it as a conclusion for that which you study today. He said, إِذَا تَبَيَّنَ هَذَا, if this is clear, فَالْعَبْدُ أَحْوَجُ شَيْءٍ إِلَى مَعْرِفَةِ مَا يَضُرُّهُ لِيَجْتَنِبَهُ وَمَا يَنْفَعُهُ لِيَحْرِصَ عَلَيْهِ وَيَفْعَلَهُ فَيُحِبُّ النَّافِعُ وَيُبْغِضُ الضَّارُ فَتَكُونَ مُحَبَّتُهُ وَكِرَاهَتُهُ مُوَافَقَتَيْنِ لِمُحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَكِرَاهَتِهِ. سُبْحَانَ. He said that the slave in that case is in deep need to have knowledge of that which harms him and her so they can stay away from it, and have knowledge of that which benefits them so they can race and make ardent efforts to obtain it and do it. فَيُحِبُّ النَّافِعُ, so he loves that which is beneficial. وَيُبْغِضُ الضَّارُ, and he hates that which is harmful. فَتَكُونَ مُحَبَّتُهُ وَكِرَاهَتُهُ مُوَافَقَتَيْنِ لِمُحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ, so he's loving and he's hating is in accordance to that which Allah loves and that which Allah hates. وَهَذَا مِنْ لَوَازِمِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ, and this indeed is in the prerequisites and that which it necessitates and that which is required rather in servitude. Well, muhabba and love, yani for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, وَمَتَ خَارَجَ عَنْ ذَٰلِكَ, and when he's left this, أَحَبُّ مَا يُسْقِطُ رَبُّهُ, he ends up loving that which his Lord hates. وَكَرِهَ مَا يُحِبُّهُ, and he ends up hating that which his Lord loves. فَنَقَصَتْ عُبُودِيَّتُهُ بِحَسْبِ ذَٰلِكَ. And then his level of servitude and worship will be decreased depending on how extreme this condition is, and that condition of him loving that which Allah hates and hating that which Allah loves. So with this we conclude, my dear beloved brothers, with advice to myself and advice to my brothers and sisters, that we need to seek ilm, knowledge of that which Allah loves. And when we have true knowledge of that which Allah loves, we have no choice except to love it. for the heart that is salim, the heart that is indeed healthy. And we learn that which Allah hates. And then we hate that which Allah hates. We have to have this knowledge, this balanced knowledge, which will cause us to be relieved from the characteristic of oppression and transgressing the boundaries. And with this we conclude. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq, that we can implement that which we read from the kalam of the mountains of knowledge like Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. Amazing work this is. Ameen. Hadhu wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.